It's Ravens mailbag time. Ryan, Mick, and I are here to answer your questions. Mick is back in Baltimore after spending the earlier part of the week in Orlando for the owners' meetings. Did you get a chance to go to Disney and ride Tower of Terror?
I mean, I was sunbathing. You can't tell?
I cannot. You don't even look like you left the hotel room.
Yeah, we'll say that. Yeah, I was on my laptop the whole time.
I think you probably were. Enough talk about Mick sunbathing. Let's get to the questions. This first one deals with one of the big-name running backs out there on the open market. Will the Ravens try to sign LeGarrette Blount? He brings speed and physicality, which would also help open things up down the field for the wide receivers. Well, I think this could be a really good fit for the Ravens. He would give them something they don't already have on the roster, and that's a huge running back. He's 6 foot, about 250 pounds. He's a bruiser, and he would be a nice complement to Ray Rice and Bernard Pierce. I think the biggest question with him is what he wants to do, because if he wants to go out and try to be a starter, then there might be a team that's willing to give him this opportunity. Here in Baltimore, he would be a complimentary piece to the guys that are already in place. And if another team's willing to give him a shot and they pony up the money, then I think that he may go somewhere else other than Baltimore.
Right. Next question comes from Noah. And Noah is asking, is there any chance that the Ravens could trade for guard Evan Mathis? Well, no, that would really be nice. I'll tell you what, I'd really like to have Evan Mathis, but so would a lot of other teams and a lot of other head coaches. It's kind of funny. I was at the owners' meetings talking to head coach Ron Rivera of the Carolina Panthers, and we're sitting there at the table, and he sees a big group surrounding Eagles head coach Chip Kelly, and news had just broken that Evan Mathis was put on the trading block. Ron Rivera says, hey, guys, you excuse me for a little bit. I want to go talk to Chip, see if I can work out a deal here for Evan Mathis. So that tells you how much coaches like him, and the Ravens really valued Evan Mathis a lot, very highly, 2 years ago. They had him in here for a free agent visit, whining and dining him, trying to get him to come to Baltimore. Mathis ended up re-signing with the Eagles, and now he's a Pro Bowler. And that means he wants a lot more money. He was scheduled to make $5.15 million next year. He wants even more, and he's going to get more if he gets traded to another team. He's going to get a lot more. That's a lot of money for a guard. I think that probably prices him out for the Ravens.
All right, this next question also deals with the offensive line. Justin wants to know, does Rick Wagner have a realistic shot at starting at right tackle? I would say yes, he does. Head coach John Harbaugh said at those owners' meetings that if the season started today, well, your right tackle would be Rick Wagner. He's a big guy, three-year starter at Wisconsin when he was in college, played right and left tackle. Wisconsin's known for those offensive linemen. Offensive linemen, you.
Yeah, they're corn-fed boys.
Yeah, those big Midwestern boys. Rick Wagner is certainly one of those guys. I think the biggest question with him on the offensive line is what the Ravens end up doing in the draft. Because if they were to draft either a guard or maybe a right tackle, left tackle early, then they may want to give that guy a chance to start, and then Wagner would be more of a reserve. But like I said, if the season starts today, he would be the guy, and I think that could be a good bet. A lot of promise in him.
Next question comes from Marcus Tippins on Twitter. Marcus asks, what's up with wide receiver Aaron Millett? Marcus, you didn't notice that Aaron was jogging in the background of mailbag just a couple weeks ago?
He photobombed us.
He did. He was photobombed us. He's right now, Aaron Millett's here rehabbing his knee. He sat out all of last year because of a knee injury after he made the team. You know, he had a good, strong preseason, strong training camp. I think he's a good player. But really, I think now he's kind of behind the eight ball. You know, the Ravens are stacked at the wide receiver position. They've got four locks with the addition of Steve Smith. And really, I think Aaron's a guy who could have benefited from a season of practice, being a small school kind of guy. So I think he's kind of in a tough position that he's going to have to fight his way onto the roster. But my boy Downing over here loves him some Aaron Millett.
I've been singing the Aaron Millett praises since he got here. I'm on the bandwagon for sure, but I do agree with you. He's a little bit behind right now. He's going to need a strong training camp to make the team and find his way onto the roster.
Probably a special teams guy.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, the next question, the final question today from Sam. Who do you think the Ravens will cut in order to create cap space? Well, I don't think there's anybody right now that they're going to cut. They already made those moves. Those came before free agency. That was Jameel McClain and Vontae Leach. The Ravens cut both of those guys as veterans to free up some cap space to allow them to go on the open market and sign a guy like a Steve Smith, bring back Jacoby Jones, bring back Eugene Monroe. That's what those moves allow the Ravens to do. They've had the cap space. This is more cap space than they've ever had since John Harbaugh has been here, and they've enjoyed it. They've been on a little spending spree right now. But I think that there's not going to be any new cuts coming anytime soon. What you see on the roster is probably what you're going to get, at least until training camp. That's the way I see it for now. That's all the questions we have this week. We love them. Keep them coming to us every week. Send them to us Facebook, Twitter, Google+, the hashtag Ravens Mailbag. Thanks for watching, guys, and enjoy your weekend.